This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Knicks did not lead in game three. He took a 22-point lead and never looked back.
We're not going to bully around Miami. Part of their identity is the toughness.
But it's supposed to be part of the Knicks' identity.
It's supposed to be, yeah. It's why Knicks fans are so upset today.
They need to come out prepared tonight. I need to see something.
It wasn't even about skill. It was about will. This was a street fight. So what did the Heat do? They out-toughed the New York Knicks.
This is the biggest Knicks game in close to a decade, maybe more.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, here's what I need for the final hour. I need positivity. Enough negativity. Enough Jalen Rose with his, the Knicks are out worked and out hustled and out efforted. I don't care anymore. I need 1 hour of let's focus on this game tonight, and then tomorrow morning, if things go south and go sour, then I think you have the right to revisit this. But for the next hour, I choose to be positive.
Yeah, we watched the video. We went over it. We know what we did wrong. Now it's time to move forward. I like it.
I mean, it has to be.
That's the only thing you can do at this point.
Because to sit here and belabor this point over and over and over, how bad it was. I get it. Saturday sucked. Saturday was an absolute disaster. There's nothing you could do now. All I could do is look forward. Randall's got to be better. Barrett's got to be better. Brunson's got to be better. Robinson's got to be better.
Yeah, and I expect a much better effort.
And I think you'll get that.
All right, so let's go.
Now let's go. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. So I know RJ's got stuff you missed. I'm sure it'll be in there, but we'll get to more of your Knicks calls as well. 1-800-919-3776. You know, I had seen articles after the Rangers series against the Devils that Drury and Gallant had like a shouting match at some point during the series. And then I'm minding my own business on, I guess it was Saturday afternoon, and I see a scroll on the bottom of the screen, breaking news, Rangers have mutually parted ways with Gerard Gallant.
Yeah, I don't believe them mutually parted ways.
I don't buy into that either.
No, I mean, I told you this at the time that I thought it was a little strange too when we went to the whole, you know, we had a bad week deal, but he hadn't already spoken to Chris Drury yet. Like, I figured that would be a conversation that happened pretty much right after the season, and he came out and he tried to defend himself. He must have kind of had a feeling that his job was potentially on the line.
Yeah, I think he saw the writing on the wall, right?
Right, and then they had the exit interviews where, I mean, it's clear that there's some guys or a lot of guys that just weren't responding to him and what he was saying or felt like they could do better, and they decided to part ways.
So let me see this now. David Quinn was the Rangers coach and friend of the program. It didn't work out with him. He was too tough on these guys. Now you bring in Gerard Gallant. He comes in and, you know, has one great year.
Well, I don't know. Hold on. Rewind here for a second. I don't know if it was necessarily that he was too tough on guys.
That's what I had heard a lot of that.
I think it was. Quinny is a guy who, Quinny's a really good teacher. Quinny's really good with young guys. So it was more like it was kind of a weird mix where it's like they wanted to win, but they also were trying to develop young guys, and that wasn't necessarily sitting well with the older guys. And I think there is some element of him expecting a lot from his guys. But okay, continue.
All right, but regardless of that, so you have David Quinn, it doesn't work out, right? Now you have Gerard Gallant, it doesn't work out again. I mean, at some point, do you bring in another coach to remedy this current team, or do you maybe change the look of the team as you bring in the new head coach?
Well, how are you changing the look of the team?
I mean, I'm sure you could make some trades, no?
Okay, Panera's not going anywhere. Who are you trading?
Lafreniere.
You have a team that's ready to win now,
right?
Yeah. So, I mean, you're gonna look for a coach that can help you do that. You're not gonna bring some guy with no experience. That's why you keep hearing the name.
So.
That's why you keep hearing the name Joel Quenneville.
No, I saw Larry Brooks said that it will not be Quenneville.
I understand that, but that's why you initially heard his name.
Correct.
Like, so
where's Peter Laviolette now?
Lavi is looking for a job.
Would that not be a good fit?
I like Lavi. I like Lavi a lot. Yeah,
because a terrific coach.
He would definitely be worth interviewing. Depending on what happens in Pitt with Mike Sullivan, I think he's an unbelievable coach. That would make me real excited if that was ever a possibility. They feel like they're right on the precipice of taking that next step.
You agree with that? Are the Rangers right on the precipice? I mean, I heard there was a promo for the K Show, and I don't know where I fall on this, you know, this argument. And their promo was, you know, if Crosby doesn't get laid out last year, and again, it's a what if scenario. If Crosby doesn't get laid out last year, Rangers lose that series, then this year they come back and lose this series, and they had no postseason success.
Yeah, but you could say that about every playoff series.
Right.
I mean, if Patrice Bergeron doesn't hurt his back at the end of the year in a meaningless game and herniates a disc, I mean, if Brad Marchand scores on that breakaway, series is over.
If that happens.
Right. I mean, that's the playoffs, man. I mean, this is what happens. Are they right there? I think they have all the right pieces that they need. I mean, they have an elite goalie. They have one of the best defensemen in the league who's up for the Norris again, Adam Fox. Mika Zibanejad is one of the best two-way forwards in the entire game. Their power play is usually really good. Keandre Miller, Trouba. Yeah, I mean, it's...
I mean, the talent is there. We know
the
that.
The talent
We've
is there.
It.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's got to be... I can't explain the conversation we're having about the Knicks is the same kind of deal. Like, why it just felt like, you know, the Devils looked like they wanted it more. I can't explain that. That's on the guys to figure that out. I think I would imagine that a lot of the conversation between Chris Drury and the players, was probably about adjustments. Probably about, you know, we need somebody that can give us some answers. Like when things aren't going right, it's not just let's put the lines in a blender and see what happens. Like give us ways to make it work.
Right. Formulate a game plan, which is going to change why it's not working right now.
Right. Like, I mean, there's got to be, because when we look around, we have the talent. I mean, did you expect more from Kane? Absolutely. Like, that didn't work.
Let's be fair, the young guys weren't.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too, you could say, though. I mean, have the younger guys really progressed like you wanted?
No, progressed like you wanted. I think the only reason you kind of gave them a free pass is because they were so good in the postseason last year. But Lafreniere, Kako... They had terrible seasons.
And you heard Kako after the season. Wants more playing time, more PP time. Yeah, it's tough after a disappointing season like this to have yourself all geared up, ready to go. You felt like you made all the moves necessary to give yourselves the best chance, and then to come out and lose the way you did. Someone was going to pay the price for it.
Well, and it happens to be the head coach. So, all right, so walk me through it now, because this is certainly more your department than mine. The names that... That ring a bell. The names that you hear and you're like, oh, you know what? That's intriguing. Or who?
Well, I was intrigued by Quinville initially. I didn't know what kind of, I mean, that. I don't know how that would look with what went on with him.
Right. But that's not going to happen.
It made sense. The name I heard that intrigues, I like Lavi too. I've had some experience with Lavi.
Right.
Mike Sullivan was the name that I heard, and I don't know what's going to happen with him in Pittsburgh that would have had me the most excited. I think he's an amazing coach. Amazing coach.
No, so is it just it's time to end his tenure there in Pittsburgh or what?
Oh, I don't know what's happening with Pittsburgh. Yeah. I mean, Pittsburgh's in a weird spot too.
So maybe they kind of move in a different direction and they kind of
Well, they fired their I mean their Right, well, their whole front office got fired.
Right.
They gassed everybody. They're old. And they just gave big deals to Letang and to Malkin. Are they going to continue to go for it? Are they going to decide that they want to maybe rebuild? I don't know. I mean, they're in a weird spot, and depending on who they bring in. But you have to have someone that comes in with experience. You're not going to hire somebody as a first time head coach.
Well, those two names we just mentioned are certainly experienced. I mean, they've won.
Yeah, they both won. Yeah, we screwed up. We fired Peter Lavi way too early.
He's everywhere he goes, he's good.
Everywhere he goes, he wins. Yeah. Well, but he's. I mean, I understand why it didn't work out here. I mean, I give him credit. I mean, Lavi was not going to have someone else coach the team for him. Lavi was the coach. He was going to make decisions. It wasn't going to be, you know, GM march down to his office and start trying to make lineup changes and stuff. That's not what was going to happen.
this, I would have to think, though, you're out there and you're an available coach. This has to be an attractive job.
Very attractive.
The most
attractive. A lot of pressure, but very attractive. Yeah, well, because you know they're ready to, I mean, you know that they're ready to win. And Chris has already shown you that he's going to, that he feels like they're ready to win.
You're a team that's good, and you're as high profile a team as there is in hockey.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can see, when you look at the NHL right now in the playoffs and how the playoffs kind of unfolding here, like you look at the Florida Panthers, the amazing season they had last year during the regular season, and then they decide it's not good enough. New coach and take a guy that I thought should have been right there to win the MVP in Huberto and Uyghur, trade them, and then bring in Matt Tkachuk, and you see the kind of effect Matthew Tkachuk has on this team. Like that's kind of what you need. You need someone like that. That was Trouba for you last year. Like Trouba with those big hits. Like he changed series. He changed that Pittsburgh series. He would drag you into the fight. I thought Kreider could be that guy. I mean, Kreider scored goals.
Right.
But, I mean, it took Trouba. Like, I mean, he didn't have that hit on Meyer till, I mean, the series was pretty
late.
Much over.
The series was done at that point. It was totally done at that point. So we will see. Is this something you need to do soon, or do you have a long runway to wait?
No, I would take my time with this one.
You take your time with this. You got to get it right,
right? This is an important hire, yeah.
And then we'll get to your calls on hockey in a moment, 800-919-3776, and then go back to the Knicks, of course. We've got stuff you missed on the horizon as well. Devils, I mean, it's amazing to me. They look like they're dead and buried. They have a change of venue, and then they absolutely demolished Carolina yesterday.
Change of venue, change the goalie, and boom, we're back. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It really is. I mean, that's how quickly it turns.
The ebbs and flows in these series, it's amazing.
Yeah, you score two goals in two games in Carolina, and then you come back and you throw down eight.
And you just destroy them.
They get Freddie Anderson pulled.
Non-competitive.
I know. Timo Meier finally scores.
Bad time for him, huh?
Jack Hughes, 4.9. Yeah, he's awesome. His brother played, which is cool. Dude, I'm telling you, Seattle scored seven goals last night.
Mm-hmm. You see Seattle scored like four goals in 6 minutes?
Oh, Seattle has everybody on their team scores. Like they just, I think they scored seven, and seven different guys scored last night.
How are they so good so quickly?
Because it's by design.
Well, I mean, look at this. So you have two teams that are within like, what, 5 years of being into the league, alive in the Western Conference right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, remember, Vegas went all the way to the Stanley Cup Final their first year.
And they're alive right now.
And then Seattle didn't make the playoffs this last year, but this year are now in the second round of the playoffs.
Is this their second season?
Yeah.
And they're leading a best of seven to go to the Western Conference Finals 2-1.
Against a good Dallas team, yeah.
Jeez. It's unbelievable.
That's
smart.
I mean, it's good
Toronto,
business.
Who all they want to do for their lives is win, can't get out of the second round to save their souls.
They couldn't get out of the first round first, and now they finally got out of the first round, which you thought would be a huge weight lifted off their shoulders, and then they would just get, you know, just all of a sudden now hit their stride and are getting beat up by Florida.
Destroyed by Florida.
Yeah, it's... Well, I mean, Sergei Bobrovsky all of a sudden is back to being Vezina winner Sergei Bobrovsky.
He looks pretty good. Devils are very much alive in the series, correct?
I think Devils are alive, yeah. Carolina's a tough out, though, man. I mean, you talk about it kind of like what we were talking about with the Heat. Like, I mean, they got good players. Like, Carolina's got some good players, but they lost Svechnikov. They lost the guy Pacioretty they brought in who they thought would be, you know, add offensive punch to them. They got good players, but... You talk about playing the system the right way and doing all the right things, well coached. That's who Carolina is.
And they are a beast at home.
Yeah, what have they lost? Two home playoff games?
Well, remember last year, the Rangers, they went home, and then finally the Rangers got them in that game seven. But that's
yeah, I think it was, right, I think it was the Rangers beat them last year, and I think the Islanders got them in the first round.
In game five.
Yeah, the Islanders clipped them in the first round, so I think it's two.
Yeah, in the last 2 years.
Hockey playoffs are so good, man.
So good.
Have you watched any of Edmonton lately?
I saw their power play. They had, what, three more power play goals?
Yeah, dude. Leon Draisaitl is just, I mean, all the guy does is score goals. It's amazing.
Did I say he has 12 goals so far this postseason?
He's got 13.
13 now?
Already, yeah.
I mean, if they wound up going to the Stanley Cup Finals, the guy could have 30 goals.
Yeah, and it wouldn't surprise me the way they could score goals.
They really score at will. Let's go to Ethan in Montclair. Good morning, Ethan. You're on 98.7.
Morning, guys. I had, I have a bunch of thoughts about the Rangers. I'm going to try and keep it as concise as I can, though. I want to, sort of ask you guys, the Rangers and the Knicks are almost on similar footing. They both started the season kind of shaky. The Rangers weren't so hot in the first 25 games. There was that report that came out after Gallant got let go that they went on that big, winning streak or, winning performance, and that kept his job around, sort of similar to what the Knicks did with Thibodeau. So do you think, obviously I think Gallant was a victim of expectations based on what they did last year and how they blew the 2-0 lead this year. Do you think, that it's similar? What I'm going after is...
No.
Not even remotely similar.
You say the Rangers and the Knicks,
To trade R.J. Barrett.
No, Ethan, honestly, you seem like a wonderful guy. It's a terrible point, and thanks for the call. The similarities between the Knicks and the Rangers are almost non-existent.
No, the Rangers are much further along the road than the
expectation was. The Rangers had a real chance to win the whole thing a week ago.
Exactly.
The fact the Knicks are here in the second round is almost miraculous right now.
Yeah.
No similarities.
No, I don't find them similar. No.
No, not even a little bit. RJ, okay, let's go now. It's your time, my friend.
No. See ya.
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The shit you missed.
All righty. Well, there's a lot. So here we go. Plenty
don't
of
embarrass
Knicks.
Yourself.
I'm going to try not to.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's the goal.
You guys have been mean to me today.
Plenty of Knicks, as you've heard. Game 4 coverage tonight begins directly following the Michael Kay Show at 7 o'clock, opening tip 7:30 down in Miami. Happy 23rd birthday to Quinnen Grimes.
Quinton, okay.
Hopefully he plays well on his birthday. A lot of people would hope
that. That would be nice.
Especially him. Around the rest of the association. Dave?
Yes.
It's a different world. Between Phoenix and Denver.
I will say this. It is. And it's been a very entertaining series. I still have complete confidence Denver is going to win that series.
You might not be wrong. Every team's won their home games. So if the trend continues, Phoenix will eventually run out of home games.
Does Jokic get suspended?
No. Well, no way.
We're going to get to that. So Suns won both games over the weekend. And that series all level at 2. Devin Booker. Great weekend for him. Outshined the aforementioned Nikola Jokic, who himself had a strong weekend. But the takeaway yesterday from Game 4, other than the result, was Jokic getting into, shall we call it a scuffle, a dust-up?
A kerfuffle
with a couple of people on the sideline over near the end line, one of them being Suns owner Matt Ishbia. He's had a heck of a 6 or so months. And so a loose ball goes into the stands. Ends up directly in the hands, ironically, of Matt Ishbia, who didn't make the ball, what should we say, readily available.
Yeah.
And Jokic, because one of the Suns players was on the ground, wanted to get the ball from Ishbia, get it to the referee, and get the ball in as a 5-on-4 advantage. But he explains exactly what was going through his head there.
He's a fan. I know who he is, but he's a fan, isn't he? If he's a setting senior.
Phoenix Suns owner.
Sitting on the courts, and he's a fan, isn't he? That doesn't mean that he's a whoever it is, and he's a fan. He cannot influence the game by holding the ball.
I don't know if he's just a fan, but different.
I think he would beg to differ.
So, you know who else would beg to differ? That would be Mike Malone.
I think it's crazy that Nikola got a technical foul in that situation. He's going to get the ball. Some fan is holding on to the ball like he wants to be a part of the game. Just give the ball up, man.
You think the fans, the owner of the Suns, made any difference?
I don't give a shit. I really don't care.
Wow.
He does not care.
Seems that way.
He doesn't give a bleep.
He did give him a solid forearm. Nice little forearm.
Oh, it was an act.
What, do you think he flopped?
He took a good flop. Yeah.
Yes.
Great game before that between the Sixers and the Celtics. Sixers win and overcome what many would call a Jason Tatum push-off. Late in that game, Celtics really mismanaged the clock there. And Marcus Smart gets the ball in his hands for a right wing three. Goes in, doesn't count because he got the ball with like 0.8 seconds left.
Yeah, just after the buzzer. I thought that Embiid down the stretch of that game was absolutely horrendous.
Good thing Harden wasn't.
He was terrific. Harden, I'm not a Harden guy, but he was great.
His situation this offseason is worth monitoring. That series tied at two, so huge win that Philadelphia needed. Ben Simmons wants to play basketball. Just not for the Nets just yet, for Australia. He wants to play in the FIBA World Cup for the Australian national team this summer. Maybe
I hope the Nets say no.
They should say no.
That he can't play?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't play. You don't have to play for us.
Play for another team.
Yeah, right.
Bronny James is playing college basketball at USC, announced over the weekend, number 19 prospect in the land for this class. His dad's Lakers lead the Warriors 2-1 that series after LeBron had 21, 8, and 8
you
in
know what's
a
cool?
Game 3 win.
Is that LeBron was so proud. He said, I don't care what happened game three. This is the first person in my family that's ever going to go to college. What a great win for our family. He really gets it, man.
Well, how cool would that be? I mean, it's his kid just is...
Awesome.
Full scholarship to USC is awesome.
And also, did you happen to see this? I think he's like a top three recruit committed to Kentucky. Bradshaw, I believe, is his last name. He might open up that re-recruitment and is now very interested in going to... USC.
Bronny's one of those guys that I know he wants to get to the league to play with his dad, so I'm sure he'll be one and done. But he would be someone that, with the new NIL, he could make a ton of money in college.
I think he already has.
He could make a ton of money.
I just saw him on a commercial. He's got a car commercial.
Yeah,
he does.
He's already made a ton of money.
He can make even more. Not that he needs it.
Speaking of loading up, did you see what the LSU women's basketball team is doing right now?
No, what are they doing?
Oh my goodness, loading up. They got the girl from Louisville on the team now, and they just got another one that transferred in the transfer portal.
And they just won the national championship.
They're loaded.
RJ, I just got a tweet. I don't know if you know this. The app not working.
I have been notified. It's not good.
No.
I hope it's remedied soon. I'm not optimistic at this point, but maybe sometime.
We're working on it.
Something like that. You guys mentioned the hockey. Devils double up the Canes, 8-4. Some strong analysis. I have nothing to add other than what you guys already said. They get on the board in that series. And they hit a post with under a minute left, too. I like that they were going for 9. I respect that. Florida commanding 3-0 lead on Toronto after a win in overtime down in Sunrise. Sam Reinhart with the overtime winner. Some interesting football notes from the weekend. Jim Irsay sent out a tweet warning teams, seemingly just all teams, not to talk to Andrew Luck because it's tampering because he's retired. It's widely assumed, if I gave you one guess, the team that did reach out, allegedly.
Washington.
That's right.
Yep. Oh, really?
Yes. Tried to lure Andrew Luck out of retirement. I saw a different report that they just call teams in the offseason to see if their quarterback's available.
No, they don't.
Probably been doing that for close to a decade.
Hello?
Can we have Patrick? Yeah. What do you mean, no?
Hello?
Bad news, guys. They sit down at their board meeting. I called the Chiefs.
For some reason, they're not going to make him available this offseason.
Do we have a backup plan? No.
Yeah. Call right. Luck.
Elsewhere, Rich Cimini had some interesting news and notes on a couple of Jets worth talking about. The update on Quinnen Williams' contract? There is none.
They're not close.
The two sides are not close whatsoever to a contract agreement.
That's great.
This will get done.
I think so also. And when it comes to Mekhi Becton, in a since-deleted tweet he wrote yesterday morning, I am a left tackle. Robert Saleh's very blunt response, go earn left tackle.
What would make Mekhi Becton think that anything should be given to him right now?
Right. It's amazing to me that he would feel like he's the chosen one now.
Like he's entitled to it.
I mean, go earn it. In fact, if anything, I would say, like, just be quiet. Say nothing. Tread very lightly and then go out there and let your play prove what you're capable of doing. Not make bold statements in May.
Worst quote, that tweet or when Zach Wilson said he's going to make whatever quarterback they sign is like a living hell.
Quarterback. I would think the Zach Wilson one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know Aaron must be terrified of what's going to happen in practice now, yeah.
Sad baseball note, Vital Blue died at 73 over the weekend. And as for the locals, not a great weekend for them on a different standard. Yankees, they lose 2-3 to the Rays, nearly won yesterday until they didn't, lost that game, lost the series. Yankees led 6-0. Rays battle all the way back, took a lead. Yanks tie it, go to extras where they lose. Gerrit Cole gives up a couple of homers. His first two of the year, gave up 33 last year. So those are his first two as we are in May now. Yankees trail the Tampa Bay Rays by 10 games.
Ooh.
Not great news on Carlos Rodon. He apparently has a chronic back issue. So he's out for some time now. He's not close to doing anything. He said, quote, you can't put a timeline on anything in terms of return.
And correct me if I'm wrong, chronic is now forever, right?
Yeah, just a reminder, he signed a six-year, $162 million contract. It's not funny. Stop laughing.
That's money well spent by the Yankees.
I'm not laughing.
Stop laughing. This is very bad.
Very bad.
You know what else is bad? Luis Severino. He called it, quote, unnecessary that the team decided to – everything's going great, by the way. That the team decided to have him pitch a controlled minor league game, an intra-squad game on Friday, and not with Class A Tampa, where he's rehabbing. It didn't allow him to get comfortable with the pitch clock, all these things. So Severino now, let's fast forward to a different problem with Luis Severino. He's scheduled to pitch for AAA Scranton Wednesday at 11 in the morning. He doesn't like that. So his quote, I don't want to stay in Scranton. This is not funny. There's not much to do there. This is a real quote, I promise you. I don't want to drive at 6 in the morning from New York. Hopefully I can pitch Thursday. One day is not that big of a deal.
Oh, my God.
That's a real quote, I promise you.
Wasn't this on the heels of he was very unhappy they put him on like the extended IL last year? Was that Severino?
Yes.
Yes.
That they kept him out till end of August.
Oh, my God.
Could someone let Luis Severino know that I was sleeping in the same bed as my mother-in-law, my wife?
He's putting his mother-in-law. And by the way, can he not get a hotel room on Thursday night? Why does he have to drive down at 6 o'clock in the morning on Thursday?
He's saying to you. He doesn't want to stay in the hotel in Scranton.
Oh,
that's why.
How awful that would be.
There's nothing to do there, Dave.
There's nothing to do.
Oh, so terrible.
Mets dropped 2-3 to the Rockies. They're below 500 for the first time since early April. Not good right now. Mets are 7 games back of the Braves. Braves are the only team above 500 in the NL East. And a cool scene, Canelo Alvarez retained his belt in Mexico. He fought in Mexico in, I believe, his hometown over John Ryder. So some cool video there if you haven't seen it.
Is that it?
That is it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
What are we, 3 weeks from Thursday, which will be June 1. You can hang with us all day long. We're going to start the day broadcasting live from Publicans in Manhasset from 6 to 10. Then we take the show on the road, City Field parking lot for a tailgate starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, all leading into the game at 1 o'clock against the hated Philadelphia Phillies. So spend the day with us on Thursday, June 1, starting at Publicans in Manhasset, then over to Citi Field for the DiPietro and Rothenberg tailgate with all sorts of giveaways and prizes. We're headed to the game and sitting in section 128, so get your tickets and hang with us all day long. And it's courtesy, of course, of the fine folks right here at 98.7 ESPN. RJ told me, he goes, you know, I forgot to get anything in on the Kentucky Derby or didn't have time to get any Derby conversation in. Do we need Derby conversation?
Well, he could have said who won.
Who won?
Mage.
All right, Mage won.
Forte did not race.
That was the vitamin water guy's
horse, right? It was the favorite.
Right?
It was the favorite to win, yeah.
Yeah, I saw he did like a pre-race interview. He was almost in tears.
He was very upset.
Very upset.
Also, RJ, did you happen to see, because you're fully invested in the Phoenix Suns against Dave and the Nuggets, you happen to see what Devin Booker is shooting in the postseason currently?
A high number.
No, it's an insane number.
That's what you really broke it down there, RJ.
That's what you're looking for, okay?
Devin Booker shooting 62%.
Well, what was he yesterday? Or 14 of 18 or Saturday, whatever, yesterday, 14 of 18 or something like that?
It's wild. And he's shooting 51% from three. Guy is
sensational
level right now.
Sensational is what he is. Even if they win the series, and I don't think they do, but even if they win the series, they have no depth. How are they going to keep winning series after series?
With two unbelievable superstars.
Yes, they only really need to win one more.
What do you
RJ's
mean?
Just focused on this series.
Yeah.
You only care about this. So this really matters to you, this series.
Oh, yeah. I'm watching every game. Well, not the one to end at like 1 a.m., but I'm in on this.
He wants to beat
you
bad.
Yeah, I just want to be right, really.
I don't know you're going to be right. Rick, where do you lie on this one? Who's going to win?
Well, I want Phoenix to win.
Not who do you want to win. Who do you think will win?
It feels like Denver's a deeper team. And they still got two. I mean, they still got two home games in Denver. So.
Oh, RJ.
I mean, their star player's out of control. He's shoving owners.
Yeah, he should be suspended for this elbow. Look at this elbow. It's egregious.
Oh, stop it. The elbow. What a flop.
He should be kicked out of the league.
It's devastating.
Kicked out of the league. The biggest flop you've ever seen in your life.
Attacking a fan.
It should be a plate. He knows.
It's just a fan.
Yeah, there's... Nikola Jokic will have... He'll learn a thing or two between now and the next game about
there it. There is no chance he's going to be suspended for that.
No. And he shouldn't have been kicked out. That would have been foolish.
Let's go to Yov in Israel. Good morning, Yov. Very stressful. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. How are you guys doing this morning?
You know, we're hanging in.
Nervous for tonight. It's a big game tonight, guys.
Yeah, we know, Yov.
We're very nervous, and we understand the magnitude of the game, Yov. We got you.
Yeah, so listen, Dave, I think you mentioned it earlier, this series, Miami playing box one defense and zone defense, and it's killing the Knicks. And I want to see Tom Thibodeau make his adjustment, maybe play small ball, maybe put Fournier back in the rotation to add a little bit shooting to this team. But he need to make adjustment because in these first three games of the series, Eric Spoelstra took Tom Thibodeau to school, and it was embarrassing, and Tibbs need to make adjustment.
I think you're right. But again, you can make any adjustment in the world you want, Yov, and thanks for the call. If you're not going to hit the open shot, I mean, what is there that you're supposed to do?
Right. Like, I mean, you're getting uncontested looks that you're not making. You're getting open threes that you're not making. I mean, the Knicks, so people know, the Knicks, on average, attempted the eighth most threes per game. Eighth most threes point game, almost 36 threes a game was the Knicks.
It's a lot of three-pointers.
Right. So, I mean, you're telling me that we're getting open looks. We hit them in game two. We shot 40%. We won. Games one and games three, not so much. I mean, 20% is not going to get the job done. I'll tell you what, and I brought this up earlier in the show, like the fact that Julius Randle didn't take his first free throw attempt until there was 24 seconds left in the third quarter. It's probably not great.
None of it was great. Saturday was pitiful. Because you know what? You didn't even really have a chance to get into the game. The game was over. 5 minutes in, that game was over. They never, right? I mean, am I wrong with this? You watched that game. Did you ever think to yourself the Knicks had a chance to win?
No, more importantly, it felt like the Knicks knew it was over.
Right. Because they did, because it was.
Yeah, it was a bad look.
Because that's how bad they were. Let's go to Ronan in Brookville. Oh, this is your buddy. Good morning, Ronan.
Mi amigos, good morning. I really dread coming after Yo from Israel because he is on my bad side. I'm going to roast him coming up sometime. He's getting roasted.
All right, but not today, though, Ronan. Roasting is on Friday.
No, not today, but I just wanted to commend the new segment, getting to know you. Some of your fans, like me, I'm here for the banter more than the sports, and you guys provide the most organic banter on radio. So there's a lot of manufactured banter. It could be spotted from a mile away. I think you guys do a great job. I have a question to Rick. Hey, Rick, on June 1st on Plandome Road, 6 to 10, so there's an SLA issue here. Will they serve drinks or should I bring a bottle?
No, there'll be drinks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're going to serve drinks, of course.
How do you have all this information? I have no information.
I've requested it.
All right. So, Ronan, you will. I'm gathering you're going to be at the big outing on June 1.
Well, I will swing by. You guys are literally, I mean, me and Rick could just ride bicycle and get there. So,
very dangerous, though, Ronan. Very dangerous bike ride.
No, I hear you. Northern Boulevard could be vicious.
No, it certainly can. That would be nice, though, if you guys did like a tandem bike over to Publicans.
Yeah, I would do a tandem bike with Ronan. He sounds like a very nice guy.
He does sound like a nice guy. He loves getting to know you. Getting to know him.
You know what? I'll tell you what I don't love is that, like, on the weekends when all the the bike riders decide they just want to take the entire street over.
You know what? Save that for Friday.
Well, I'm sure I'll come up with something better than that on Friday.
But I don't know. Your roast recently, RJ was telling me, he said, what's going on with Rick's roasts?
You said my roast last week about Gallant was good.
I liked it, but I don't think RJ really cared
for it. That never happened.
But, okay.
All right. I see how today is going to be.
All right, RJ.
We had one rogue biker that just decided he wanted to just take the whole lane.
Because they think they own the world, those bikers.
Yeah, but I mean, it's dangerous. What if someone's texting?
Who's texting on the bike?
No, on the foot. Someone driving the car, texting.
Well, why would you be texting when you're driving a car?
I've seen people watching shows as they're driving the car.
Can you imagine that?
Can verify. I've seen it.
Watching shows?
Yes.
Yeah, because now you can basically put like an entire screen on the center console there.
We're a broken society.
We are.
Honestly, if you're sitting there watching like television shows while you're driving a car, there's no saving us.
You wouldn't have to worry it in your vehicle. You got no Siri. You got nothing in that thing.
Well, I don't have that kind of capability. That's correct.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours.
Okay, that's it.
And scene.
And scene.
That's all you had, huh?
No, I can't sing loud enough because I'm afraid the microphone's going to be too loud. It's not conducive.
He came out of the gate with a lot more energy that time. Yeah. That was a lot better.
Oh, please stop pandering to him.
I need to be able to gyrate.
Tomorrow morning. Nick's Wing, tomorrow morning we're singing.
Yeah, for sure.
100%. Raymond, you in?
If we win?
We win, point, you sing.
At this point, sure.
Okay.
I'll do whatever it takes.
I'm bringing
to get this
papaya. Nick's Wing, it's bananas, it's papaya, and it's song on the show.
The
papaya, huh?
No, you don't like the papaya?
Papaya.
Mango? Papaya. You tell me, what do you want?
If they have one of those pineapples again, I mean, that was
an elite pineapple, huh?
Top-notch pineapple.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
I would do that for sure.
Yankees need to sweep the A's. Agreed?
Agreed.
No, 2 out of 3. No, we played pretty well. Just enough. Because you got 4 games against Tampa coming this weekend.
Right. Well, you just told me. I mean, things are starting to turn here, right? I mean, you like how you battled against Tampa. Had every chance to win yesterday. Harrison Bader is balling.
He's a good player.
Bringing that extra energy that you need. Aaron Hicks had an extra base hit.
I know.
Things are happening.
How about that? Things are happening for the Yankees. And things are happening for the Yankees. You don't feel like everything is falling apart, and they're 10 games out of first place
on
May the 8th.
Which is wild.
Which, by the way, you didn't even make mention. None of you guys made mention. anniversary today.
Oh, it's today?
Yeah, 19 years.
Congratulations. What did
19.
You do?
19. We went out for a nice dinner last night. I told you, because Ben has a baseball game today. Alex has lacrosse practice. The Knicks are playing. I knew we wouldn't be able to really celebrate today.
Yep.
So last night, I said, Cher, let's go out for a nice dinner. Went out for a nice dinner. It was lovely.
Gorgeous. Any presents?
Well, today's the anniversary, so I figure if we're going to do presents, they would be given today.
Okay, but so have you bought the present?
Well, I can't. I'm sure she's listening right now, so I don't really want to get too much into detail. But
so you
something,
yeah.
Something. You don't think I have?
No.
Oh, come on.
Oh, what do you mean, come on?
What kind of a, it's 10 o'clock on my anniversary day. You think I have nothing?
I think mentally in your mind, you probably bought it, but you haven't actually bought it yet.
That's terrible.
Because otherwise, you just saying, yeah, I bought her something, wouldn't give anything away, because it's, I'm sure she's thinking that it's the, 19 years of dealing
19.
With you.
How about Alex? So I said, Alex, I said, 19 years. He goes, I can't believe you made it.
He is so you. It's amazing.
Yeah, 19. I mean, 19. Like, I deserve a medal, something. 19. That's impressive.
No, you do not deserve a medal. Sherry deserves the medal.
That's true.
You deserve nothing.
I deserve something, though. 19?
No, you got what you deserve. You should just feel lucky every single day when you wake up and look over whatever side of the bed you sleep on and say, thank you.
Thank God for having this gorgeous, beautiful, capable woman.
God. Yes.
Yeah. God really did shine down and look at me and say, you know, I'm gonna bless you.
Right, you're blessed.
Yeah, and that's why after the Giants lost that Super Bowl, I made that life decision and said I'm breaking up with the stripper.
Right. Yeah.
Because I know something better is down the road.
Yes.
What a sentence. That'd be the greatest sentence in sports talk radio history.
Oh, my goodness.
And you should have heard. She's like, but why are you breaking up with me? I was like, I have to. But why? I said, I have to make life decisions now, and it's time.
Did she ever meet your parents?
No. She was a stripper.
So?
So? No. No. I'm thinking my mother and the stripper wouldn't have had a lot in common. So what do you do?
Maybe your mom would want to learn a pole dancing class.
Oh, yeah. I don't see
I could see your mom on a pole. It'd be terrific. She's in great shape.
Terrific shape, but she has a foot issue right now.
What happened? The gout?
No, I don't know. She, I don't know.
Bunion?
A piece of bone is broken off and causing arthritis, and she's having a lot of troubles.
Does she need me to swing by?
That would be nice.
I'm an excellent masseuse.
Oh, I'm sure she'd love that. You want to get to the calls? You want to just make fun of things?
I'm offering support and help.
Didn't feel like that all the time.
I'm a giver.
Let's go to Rich in Brooklyn. Hi, Rich. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Yes, how you doing, guys? Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
The Knicks. If it is not Strauss had 19 points.
Struess.
Right? You got Struess.
Yeah.
Right? You got this guy, you know, the guy Vincent, you know, he was quiet this game, 5 points. But, you know, he goes, and then Martin, you know, we got to lock these guys down. I mean, you know, it's like the Knicks allows this team to have them start their offense out towards the key, right? And let them dictate, you know, the Miami's dictating to the Knicks where they're going to start their offense. They're not attacking the rim, you know. And if it's not one of these guys, it's two. And then Lowry, he comes in with his, not a whole lot of points, but meaningful shots at the pivotal points of the game. I mean, you know, Thibodeau has to see all of this. You know, it's just, and I just want to say this one thing. When are they going to retire the best low post player we ever had's number? When are they going to retire Bernard's King number? I mean,
I don't know that they're going to. I mean, he wasn't here that long, so I don't know that that'll ever happen.
Yeah, but I tell you the truth, it hasn't been anybody there with their back to the rim that played like him ever since.
Oh, he was a sensational player.
Randall wearing number 30, like Jesus Christ, you know, come on. You know, anyway, guys. I'm going to watch this game. I'm going to have my nitroglycerin for my heart situation, and I'll pray for the best. Thank you.
Oh, God. Let's just find a way to win this game. I'm all stressed out about this.
I'm very stressed out right now, but we're supposed to be last hour of the show. You said very positive.
Yeah, very positive. Listen, I'm being sincere when I say this. They can win this game. This Miami team is not great. They're well coached. They do what they do well. This is hardly a great basketball team. They're not great. Come on. Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Duncan Robinson, Caleb Martin. This is not an elite basketball team.
No, talent-wise. No, I agree with you. Talent-wise, no. I mean, we spent all the time talking about, undrafted players and G League players that they've developed that, you told the Gabe Vincent story and everything else. But, say what you want about the talent. The way they play together with how well-coached they are, they're a good team.
They are a good team. They have two guys that scare you. Right? That's the truth. Jimmy Butler terrifies you, and Adebayo's a really good player.
Yeah, but sometimes it's more than just having a couple guys that scare you. It's how the collective five
play as a team. You're right. They play as a team. And you know what they do? They pass the ball sensationally. And
well, not only pass, it's how they move, too, away from the ball.
They move, they screen, they pick, they roll, they get open looks. They get really great looks.
Yeah, and we're getting good looks, too. We're just not making them.
And they had the same issue in Game 3. Let's go to Dan. I guess this is Djibouti Dan. Good morning, Dan, in Jersey. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Shout out to the company. How are you guys doing on this fine Monday morning?
There's a lot of stress this Monday morning, Dan, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I think one quick point about the Knicks, and then I'll go into my Yankee point. And then, Rick, first of all, who do you think the Rangers should hire as their head coach?
Who the Rangers should hire, I don't know. I'd have to look through. I don't know who's available, who's not available. I think it's got to be somebody that's had experience, though.
What about the guy from Jersey?
Burnett?
Yeah.
I like him. Yeah, he would be someone I interviewed, for sure.
All right, awesome. And then the Knicks should start Grimes over Hart tonight. I think that'll help the cohesion a little bit more because of how good Josh Hart is with that second unit. And the New York Yankees, I'm a little disappointed in how they blew a 6-run lead yesterday with their ace on the mound. And it's partially the reason it's Brian Cashman. It's not the players need to perform, but this team is so poorly constructed. And the fact that Aaron Hicks
come on. First of all, you're a little disappointed. You should be immensely disappointed. And how in the world, of all the things to blame Cashman for, are you angry at Cashman because Gerrit Cole blew a 6-run lead?
Yeah, I don't know what he meant. I don't think he meant that. Because that's what people are going to do now. It's not going well. It's going to Boone and Cashman are going to be the ones that get it.
And I'm not saying they shouldn't, but not yesterday. Yesterday, the players, you scored, 9 runs?
Yeah, yesterday would not be the game where I'm starting to, blame Brian Cashman for that.
You had a 6-0 lead with the best pitcher in baseball on the mound. You need to figure out a way to close that game out. And you didn't. And you can't blame it on Boone or Cashman or anybody. That's on Gerrit Cole and the Yankees. All right. Raymond, the 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
Oh, choices. We debuted a new segment today.
Getting to know you.
And although Dave accused Rick of being boring, we got some interesting backstory on Dave.
What do you think Dave's stripper name would be?
Jiggles. Even Debbie Duhaime got a kick out of that. Awesome.
She liked it.
Number 2.
Happy anniversary,
Dave. She's real funny.
Happy anniversary to you.
Are you taking shots at Debbie?
No.
No, not at all.
She's funny.
Anyway. Yeah. Dave, his whole life changed after the Giants lost that Super Bowl.
And that's why, after the Giants lost that Super Bowl, I made that life decision and said I'm breaking up with the stripper.
Right.
That's right.
It's like Rick said, you should wake up every morning and look to the side and thank God that this is where you ended up, because I'm not sure that there's many people who could tolerate you.
I think
you've done well for yourself.
Take a peek under the covers, too, just a quick one.
Oh, my.
Number 1.
Rick had a day.
I can take myself dancing.
I
can love me better.
Great job. You'll do
Thank
better
you.
Next
Thanks,
time.
Raymond.
Thank you, Raymond. Good job by you. It's Rule 76.
No excuses to play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg. And
let's go Knicks. Wee.
98.7 ESPN.
And that's why, after the Giants lost that Super Bowl, I made that life decision and said I'm breaking up with the stripper.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.